know, we are joined right now by the head baseball coach at Vanderbilt, 19th season as head coach of Vanderbilt. He has led Vanderbilt to a pair of College World Series titles. He is a member of the American Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. More than 900 career wins. Vanderbilt, 43-15 on the season. They will face East Carolina in the Super Regional. Tim Corbin is my guest. Tim, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. Good to hear your voice again.
You too, Tim. Good to hear your voice. So let me ask you, you're coming off a win over Georgia Tech, which started last night. It ended this morning. It could not have been more dramatic. So take me back a few hours. Top of the 11th, bases loaded, Isaiah Thomas at the plate. What was going through your mind in that moment?
Well, I guess I was just looking for contact there. And the young man, Isaiah, dropped a fly ball earlier in the game that led to a big inning for Georgia Tech. So, you know, in those situations right there, you'd love to see a kid redeem himself a little bit and counterpunch, and he did. It was a two-strike pitch, and he hit it over the left field wall. And, you know, at that point right there, it put our team up big at the time, although that was the type of game that you felt like it was never going to end. It was like the team that had the last at-bat, and they actually did. Even though we were home, they had the last at-bat. But I was very happy for him, very happy for our team. It was a very emotional game.
I was going to say, in terms of emotion, Tim, the reaction, for those who did not see it, what was the reaction like in the dugout when that happened and he hit that grand slam?
I mean, it's crazy. Our field is very intimate, Jim, where the fans are right on top, and everyone stayed in their seat for 5 hours. So everyone was into it, and they were just anticipating something. But, you know, Isaiah, it's that adrenaline rush that you get when you hit a ball and, you know, him sprinting around the bases. I guess a bat flip right now is kind of common, although we don't like that. But he didn't really flip it. He shoved it aside. But the sprint around the bases and him getting to home plate and the group coming out to meet him, it was, I guess euphoric for the kids. And it's fun to see them having fun at that level.
We're talking to Tim Corbin. Tim, I want to talk to you for a minute about approach, because Thomas said that his approach actually was pretty simple. He said, quote, "There's no place to put me. I knew all I had to do was touch the ball. There was less than two outs. I was just trying to stay within myself, put a good swing on the ball, get a ball that I could hit, and then that's what happened," end quote. You and I have talked about the mental approach in the past. How important is it when you're in a situation like that to have players who are not trying to do too much?
Yeah, it's really controlling your adrenaline, because you get into those moments right there, and when you're a young kid, you've never been through that before. It's very difficult to do. Now, he, like a lot of our kids, after the 19 national championship year, this is a new team. So some of them have had their eyes on that, but they've never been in the middle of it before, and Isaiah's one of those. But I think he just got himself into the game where there was a good face. You could see it. He was controlling himself, and he didn't take a big swing. It was really just getting the head of the bat out and just trying to make contact. And oftentimes I think when you don't try to recruit more resources to hit the ball, you just try to get to the ball, you do more damage. And that's exactly what he did. And, you know, he's a very strong kid. He's got just natural strength in his hands, and he's kind of like those old 70s hitters that you and I used to see, and Ernie Banks and Billy Williams. He's got those type of wrists and movements, and certainly has a chance to play beyond Vanderbilt.
Yeah, like Mike Schmidt or my hero Ron Say, back in the day, the forearms, man, the wrists. Tim, when you talk about a young athlete controlling or learning to control their adrenaline, how do they, or really any of us, do that or learn to do that? What's the process?
I think it's centering your mind just on what you're doing right now, and it's your ability to leave what you've done behind you as quickly as you can. And I just think that takes time. I think too many people carry pitches or putts or drives or shots with them as they start to move forward. And really in competition, it is about playing forward. And if you're really playing forward, then you're centering yourself just on what you're doing right now at that time. And I just think that's learned. I think it's, for some people, the special guys, it's internal. They can get there quicker, but I think experiences help that more than anything. And that's a young man who's had some experiences here, not a ton, but he's learning on the run, and I like how he got himself in that moment yesterday.
Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin is joining us. They're on to the Super Regional once again. And Tim, of course, you have Jack Leiter, who went six innings. He struck out 11 in the first game against Georgia Tech on Saturday. Afterwards, Tech head coach Danny Hall said Leiter, quote, is as good as we have seen, end quote. So obviously you spent a lot of time with him. What makes Jack different and special?
Well, this is his second year. He was a freshman last year. I think what makes him special is he's just very mature. He's on task. He gets into the facility, and he's moving towards what he needs to do. He's very organized mentally. I mean, off the field, he's organized. He's socially responsible. He's just real. And he's just a low-maintenance guy to coach. Now, he's been privy to the fact that his dad was a former major leaguer and a damn good one too, and an uncle that was a major leaguer too. But he's developed his own passion for the game. And I think a lot of pro athletes, when they have children, I think very few follow in the same footsteps that their dads do for whatever reason. But in Jack's case, Jack has a very true passion for the game of baseball, and he loves pitching. And he attacks it. And I think his competitiveness and the way he goes about getting himself ready for competition far exceeds how old he is right now. This is a kid that's going to, he's definitely going to have a chance to pitch beyond here. But he certainly has a high care level for what he's doing and does it very well.
A high care level. I like that, too. Tim Corbin joining us. Tim, you and I have also spoken, of course, about Kumar Rocker, who is special in his own right, also the son of a famous star professional athlete. What would you say about his mindset, the way he carries himself, and what makes him different?
Similar, but, you know, Kumar's more animated on the mound. Jack's more internal. But, you know, when I think about those two guys, Jim, I think, you know, as kids, they both sat in stadiums for a long period of time. Jack in baseball, Kumar in football with his dad. And I just feel like the arena of competition is very natural for them. They don't posture. There's no BS. They get inside a competition, and they're competing for one thing. They're competing to win. And the other thing that's very natural about them is they compete for their boys. I mean, they love being part of a team. And that's very natural for them. They're not showcase players. They're not auditioning. It's just, here's the ball, I'm competing for my guys, and I really want to win for my guys. And I think that type of feeling is natural. I think that's something that you have been a part of in your life. You feel it, you like how it feels, and it's very fulfilling to you. And I would say from that vantage point, Kumar he's an alpha, and Jack is too. I mean, they're dogs. They get out there, and they compete very well, and they forget about the mechanics that they work on off the field. They get onto the field, and it's just about winning.
You get a dugout full of dogs, you're not going to come off that field on the losing end very often. You know, if we take that one step further, Tim, you're talking about how if something happens, you want your guys to get beyond it as quickly as possible. Something you've talked about, quote, is rewiring yourself for what's coming now, because what's happened in the past is very much in the past. It seems to me people could spend their entire lifetime trying to learn that or trying to figure out how to rewire themselves and leave the past in the past. So how do you go about teaching that to college kids?
Well, I think it's just understanding that, you know, trying to understand the difference in, I guess, happiness in what you're doing and success. And I think when you're really passionate about something, you really care about something. And I think that's the area that I feel like as a teacher, I feel like I'm most responsible for that. You know, to hold your team and those individuals accountable for their passion and what they do and who they do it with. Because really, if you're passionate about something, you'll personally invest your spirit to create the environment you need in order to produce the outcomes you want. And if you don't, then you just leave everything to chance. And I think being mentally turned on every day when you show up in this environment and understanding that it's like, Vanderbilt at the beginning of the year, the chances of winning national championship were 1 in 300. Now they're 1 in 16. So if the chances are that small, what makes a successful season, what makes a successful campaign for these kids if only one team can win. And I just think it's more about helping your kids learn how to get better at their craft, how to use this environment to build deeper bonds, how to take on challenges, how to come back from adversity, how to grow and get better, how to test your limitations, and then how to be vulnerable and just build that self-esteem that you're looking for inside a sport. And I think when you're, you know, I talked about Kumar, but I think kids want to be part of something that's bigger than themselves, especially when they learn how good it feels, and they want to belong to something that matters. And I think that's really, when I look at being a teacher and a coach, I think that's what you try to do. You're just a facilitator. You're an organizer of an environment, and you're trying to create the best possible environment for these kids to flourish inside of it. And then if any individual accolades happen from it, cool. You know, it's great. And usually when your mind is moving towards the group, that's when those individual accolades start to happen for you.
What an amazing response. Tim Corbin, my guest. He's the head baseball coach at Vanderbilt. 19 years as head coach at Vanderbilt, has already led them to a pair of College World Series titles, a member of the American Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame, and they are not done yet. They get a little bit of time off, and then it's on to the Super Regional against East Carolina. Tim, congrats on being right back there. It is great to have you on the show. Thanks for making time for us, and I love that conversation. Really appreciate you.
No, I always appreciate you too, Jim. I hope I get a chance to see you this summer. Thanks so much.
Me too, Tim. Thank you so much. I would love to see you this summer. God, that is such a good conversation. And I'm not surprised because he and I always have great conversations on the show, but especially that one. Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin closing out the show. You want to remember to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They are close. They are convenient. They're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people that you know you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. My thanks to Vanderbilt and head coach there, Tim Corbin.